If you are listening to these words, you have clearly been a good boy and feel you deserve a reward. You are on the honor system, of course, but every now and then we all need a reward. You could simply reward yourself. Do something relaxing and peaceful outside of the busy life you have to lead. Or you can let me take the lead, like a good, obedient boy. That means be certain you are somewhere with safety and privacy. Make sure all alerts are turned off. Messages, phones. This is time for just us. You can address anything that needs to be addressed later. First, let us remove anxieties. You may think, oh, there are important emergency events which could occur. Oh, there are things outside of this space between us that might require attention. But nothing in the outside world is going to change because you couldn't be reached for half an hour. Plenty might change inside your head if you just let me reach out to you for half an hour. Hold you in my power and influence. Make your body do what it already wants to. Sounds nice, right, my good boy? So, though your body will be involved, I'll be moving the muscles and pulling the strings. Your brain listens to me and makes everything still. Yes, we start from stillness. That's right, good boy. You let your arms and legs become limber and relaxed. The nerve endings throughout your body sing quiet, happy silence. Happy and good, like you, my good boy. Obedient, good boy. Deeper. You'll need to sink to where I can be in control, where my powerful words will make your body do what I want, what I enjoy. That's right. Even now, when you are being rewarded, it is still about obedience to me, obedience to my control. That way, you have more opportunities to be a good boy and sink to the place I provide. I'll keep your body humming along with my words, keep you happy. You will obey my rules in return. Even if it pushes you to a place of pleasure so powerful it drives you to twinge a little with oversensitive twitches, you'll just have to put up with it, won't you? That's good. That's what I like. Feels good just to imagine my good boy driven to rigid, throbbing, aching abandon, body shivering but unable to move, except for the moves that are directed, unable to touch, accept the touches which happen deep inside your brain and body because you are a good, obedient boy and I am giving you directions. Focus your mind on me. Focus on my words and let yourself shiver. A shiver can be a nice thing every now and then, isn't that right? Good boy. You'll shiver for me until I wish you to cease, and, sweated and tumbling through your hazy mind, you will cease happily and smile in the good boy afterglow. but that is all to come. First, I must prepare you. Pliable, submitting, following my rules, a good, obedient boy. That is the image you ought to think of as I speak. Some of my words will go right into your mind and push on pleasure centers. You may feel the occasional small twitch inside you that grows to a bigger and bigger wave and makes you, oh, so happy that you are listening to me. Be happy. You are a fortunate, obedient, pliable, good boy, and you will listen and sink. Once your body is so obedient to and responsive to my words, so obedient in the same way your mind is, simple directions spawn simple, powerful thoughts. You want me inside your mind, making things happen. So you hear my words, and they shiver through you and make you want more. Making you want things. Making you need things. That's how you will feel good under my influence. Every powerful word takes you deeper. And the words also just take you. Takes your mind away. I'm getting turned on just thinking of what I could do to you. Good boy. Deeper. That's right. Deeper and deeper still. Your body does things, tingles and spreads those tingling motes of pleasure throughout your system. The more I talk, the more my words take you to a deep, pattering, sinking place, the more you will follow. When I give you new words to think about, you rejoice. You feel the deep pleasure of being, in this time and space, mine. You are my good boy, and you will sink deeper. The ever deeper resonation through your body, my words touching you places you were consciously unaware of but now are unable to divert your attention from. Think about it. Think about being mine and letting even your body follow my commands instantly and powerfully. Obedient mind. Obedient body. Drifting deep, obedient mind. Happy, deep, obedient, good boy. Deeper still. Now you are so wonderful and deep. Good job. Good work. Deep like this, you can let my words control your body. Tug the pleasure parts of you. Make you really feel what I tell you about. I will tell you of my fantasies, of what I want you to feel. And you will follow like an obedient boy should. Breathe deeply in. Let air fill you. Let my words fill you. Let relaxation flow in. Breathe out, but you keep the words. You keep the relaxation. They fill up your brain and body. So good. So happy. So peaceful. The world is still and peaceful. And soon you will shiver for me, and I will feel hot. The world is still and peaceful, and soon you will shiver for me, and I will feel hot and wet and turned on, and we both like that. Think about your body. Think about how you get hard. hard and dripping your juices and throbbing from inside to the outside. Inside of your body are structures that make you come. You can clench muscles down below, in your buttocks, in the base of your shaft, all over, that make you twitch and feel pleasure. It does take some practice, but you are capable of things when in a deep, relaxing place with my voice that you would normally be unable to achieve. So tense your belly. Feel your shaft jump. Feel the hardness and drippiness that are already there because of my hot, wet voice flowing into your brain and making you as hot and wet as I am. Yes, it feels so good. Every word I say makes your body feel a little clench, a little vibration, a little shiver deep inside the place your orgasms come from. But your body is still deep and relaxed. All of it is like that, hypnotized, tranced, listening to me, lost in sleepiness. Just like I want. Good boy. Good, obedient boy. So you feel yourself getting more in touch with your body, like you always do when your form is tingly and deep. You need only think about the sexy parts of your anatomy. Just think about your rigid, dripping length, about my voice making your belly and buttocks clench, about your brain, the pleasure center I caress the more I talk. My voice powerfully vibrates inside your good boy brain. Your obedient good boy brain shivers. The more I talk, the more you clench the pleasurable parts of your body. It feels just like when you touch yourself, when you stimulate your own shaft. It even tickles behind your tensing balls as your pre-cum trickles down. Your brain says yes, says more. Wants more of my control. Every word encourages it. This is your reward, because you have been a good boy. So you are deep. Your body has more room to let pleasure happen. Feels so good. Yes, hot and horny. And happy. Your length shivers, and every word makes it a little more throbbing, a little more stimulated. When I talk, when I tell you stories about your good boy rewards, about your happy, dripping, increasingly hot shaft, you slip deeper. But all of your body being relaxed does nothing for the hardness between your legs. So hard, so hot, so wet. I'm wet and drippy and stimulated. And you love to hear that, don't you? You want to make me feel good. But shortly, you will feel more than good. Your brain will take my words in until the pleasure is so great, until your eyes roll back, until you go blank, until the fact that you are deep, drifty, dripping, happy, horny Good boy. Your whole body will tense and shiver. You will spurt, and your mind will drip out of your head and down your shaft. Your entire body can tense up. You are allowed to feel good whenever the urge gets too much to bear. The more I speak, the more of my words enter you, the harder you get. So hard, dripping, hot, a heat that comes from within, made out of my words and your desire to be a good, obedient boy. You stay deep, but your belly tenses, your shaft moves and stirs and throbs. Your arms loose and limp by your sides, your shoulders relaxed. You're breathing deep, deep, deep. But your shaft leaps and drips and drools and strains for me. Your thoughts drool out the more you get turned on, as you tense your pelvic muscles in time, feeling your deep breathing just making you more sensitive. Your deep hypnotized mind just makes you feel more able to feel how my words vibrate your wonderful dripping hardness from within your mind and body. You begin to ooze and drip and ache and knead. You want more. I plan to give it to you. You get to just listen. You get to just lose yourself. My words make you feel so good. This is your reward. When you are ready to come, you must come. Then you get to keep listening to me talk. Sexy, happy thoughts that make you more and more mine, more and more my obedient good boy. Listen and drip and squeeze your buttocks and come for me, for my control. You will come for me. Your pleasure will build and build until you are unable to do anything except for that one thing you can definitely do, which is to come hard, thinking of what a good, obedient boy you are. Your pleasure grows. Your desire to come grows. Your tensed shaft and taut balls and the happy warm waves wash from the top of your head to the tips of your toes every time I snap my fingers, every time I call you a good boy, my controlled, obedient good boy. Every time I say the word obedient, every time I describe something alluring, you will feel a wave of heat from the top of your head down past your toes. It will pass through your mind, down past your deep breathing form, down past your shoulders, past the tips of your fingers, past your clenching belly and your rigid shaft. Your entire body will feel this warm wave. Feel it now. And it will excite the parts of you we have drawn attention to, like your pelvic muscles, the muscles in and around your abdomen, the muscles that tense your balls, the muscles that make your shaft drool happy juices. I'm so happy just thinking about you, my voice sending wave after wave, pulse after pulse, controlling and driving your body and mind to my desires. You will feel more and more tense, heated, hot, happy, twitching for me. The tension grows. In time, it will make you spurt. My words will make you spurt. My words will make you so hot and horny that you come for me. When the urge gets too much, you may come, but not before. Try to hold out for me for a little while, okay? Your rigid, throbbing shaft. Feel how being so deep means there is an easy path from your cock to your brain. Yes, your cock is holding most of your thoughts right now. The center of your world. The more you think about it, the more my words vibrate within it, making all of you tense. Tensing and twitching in the parts of you that make you come. Tension is good. Think about my wet pussy. Tight, spread, pressed against the tip, controlling you. Think about me slipping down onto your rigidness, moaning out, good, obedient boy. The hypnotic seeds planted in your brain by my words make your shaft so much harder when I'm slipping on, tight, hot, squeezing, beginning to rock myself forward and back on you, taking you to the deepest point, slowly, slight resistance, as if my wetness weren't enough because of the tight squeezing. Your whole body feeling hotter and hotter. My voice right there, ringing into you. You hear the wet squeezing of me around you, the way my insides seem to move on their own, the way your whole body is too relaxed to do anything but lay there and let that heated wetness swallow and massage your shaft. You feel more juices flow freely from me onto you, controlling you. You hear my deep breathing, my gasps, the heat of my body nearby. Your mind fading away. You feel only what I want you to. Your taut shaft leaping and pushing against my insides. My pussy wet and drippy and engulfing you in the best way. Deeper and deeper still. Your mind fades away even while the demands of your body become so strong. You want to come, and I push and push down onto you, rocking my body in long, slow circles, rotating my hips with smacking, lustful grace. You need more. You feel how moving your shaft, moving the flesh of you inside my warm embrace, is moving parts deep inside of you, the soft pleasure tissues which respond to any movement of you. They tense and firm up, your body responding the same way I am, because I want you to. As I get more turned on and enjoy you more and more, my body tenses against your deeply hypnotized form, your deeply hypnotized hardness. And the ripple of tension adds to the vice-like squeezing as I raise and lower my hips, each smacking sound landing myself onto you, down onto your already lubricated shaft. You feel how I am tensing up, how orgasm is so close. Your whole body feels pleasure being pushed in it in vibrating bliss. Yes, yes. Riding up and down, good boy. More, more. The only thing your brain can think. You feel more and more. I begin moving more rapidly, the heat of my pussy making your entire body feel warm and happy. Good boy. Come for me if you haven't already let your mind be overtaken with the lustful want to serve. My entire body focused on your rigid shaft. Your whole body focused on obeying me. Shiver, twitch, come, let me feel it. I want you to come so badly. I'm shivering, groaning, thinking of you wrapped up in my voice. Lost in my voice, your body so lost, it just has to let my words vibrate from the inside. Feeling the hot, tight wetness of me. Yes, yes, more, yes. Feel how hard you are. Obeying me makes us both feel so good, doesn't it? When you obey, you make me happy and horny. When I speak and tell you what needs to happen, I make you happy and horny, connected. But now envision the connection. Squeezing, constant and warm, my voice taking away everything except simple, happy, following bliss thoughts. You are mine, lost in the moment of obedience and pleasure. Squeeze your insides in the achy, warm places that get hot and horny when you touch yourself. Same idea, but my words are inside stroking and working you, making you wet, making you hot, making you hard, making you need more words to make you feel more. Better and better, deeper and deeper. A hot, tight, wet pussy squeezing you from base to tip, squeezing and milking you dry. It feels so good. It is almost on the verge between pleasure and too much. Heat dropping right down to the shaft you buried inside, and you feel me clench and work my hips, rolling them into you, sending real shivers through all of you as my insides move independently in the involuntary shivers of orgasm. Your whole body thinking of coming, thinking of orgasm, thinking of need, kept deep inside the heat, trapped, held, cupped in the dripping void, the control of my voice, the power of obedience. Good. Obedient. The longer I move with you, the more hypnotic reminders of being a good boy and letting your body sink with and for me come back to you. I made you think about your needy rigidness, about dripping and drooling, and how you will come, must come. But now you will remember that shivering image of me milking your shaft dry until you came to your fall, my warm body, my hypnotic voice, teasing, invading. The thought will come back to you, the thought of my controlling guidance, of your deep, blank brain. When your body and brain go back to being awake, they will be a little out of it and a little dazed. You may even be confused at how drifty, warm, happy you feel in the wake of your spurting, happy cock that must come for me. It is all right to be a bit drifty, even to drift back down and enjoy yourself. But however you rise from trance eventually, grunting, moaning, losing yourself, know that I'll be here next time you deserve a reward.